The following audio is via a Skype call.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. Are you ready to shift your reality now and move into the abundance of your spirit? Call 1-800-930-2819 as Cornelia takes callers and guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation, releasing everything not in harmony with their divine truth. The Cornelia Stephanie Show, your catalyst for empowerment in the new earth. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. So it's so exciting because I have so much to tell you, and we've got an amazing show for you today. And this show is all about energy. And what I'm going to introduce today is I'm going to introduce the Millionaire Imprint Show that I'm launching tomorrow on Transformation Talk Radio with my new co-host. And since we're talking about the Millionaire Imprint, it's all about energy. So it's the perfect platform for us here today to launch out this excitement, this enthusiasm for what it is that we're going to be doing in the world with this Millionaire Imprint. And this is such a special moment and time for me because I've been working on this for a long time. I want to say years, but mainly since February of this year, I've been working at giving birth to this baby. And today it's finally here. Yay, yay. So thank you so much for listening. And if you're here and if you're listening to this, then I just want you to know that your financial situation, whatever it is that you're experiencing right now, is about to change in a huge way. It's going to change in a huge way for the better, simply because everything that's not in harmony with you and with you living in your abundance is going to fall away, be released, transcended, and let go through this movement that we are creating, this financial empowerment movement. So right now, I want to go tell you about a few things. So tomorrow, the radio show is the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint. That is going to be from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you're going to be able to go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com. You can get the link there. You can go to my Facebook page at Cornelia Stephanie and get the link there for tomorrow's show. And you can also get the app. Go to the App Store and download Transformation Talk Radio on your app and directly on your phone, and directly then at from 1 to 2, click on that link and then the show will start playing. We're also going to be live on Facebook, so take note of that. What I'm going to be talking about on the show tomorrow is I'm going to be talking about my darkest shadow of what I experienced with money. I'm going to be doing a huge money clearing for everybody that is going to be listening to the show. So even if you're not listening, but you're listening later, you're still going to be able to benefit. And that's really my hope and my wish and my dream for all of you, that that you really claim and accept your full abundance, your infinite wealth, your infinite abundance. And there isn't anything that we can't achieve together. And that is what this is about. So this is what tomorrow I'm going to be talking about, financial literacy. And my co-host Susan Glavin is going to be interviewing me. So for the next 13 weeks from tomorrow on, all the way till the end of November, what you're going to be hearing is I'm going to be introducing every week another woman to the radio show. There's four of us. And each woman is sharing her wisdom, her wealth about what they've done to transcend the shame consciousness, the poverty consciousness, and really how they're igniting wealth in their life, which is going to benefit you, because what we're doing for one, we're doing for all. And it's just so much more powerful right now when we work together as a group, because that's what it's all about. We're all one. And so the fact that I'm embracing my wealth, if everybody's embracing their wealth, it's going to ripple out and it's going to support everyone. So that's tomorrow, and that's for the next 13 weeks, every Friday from 1 to 2. Get the app, go to my Facebook page, CorneliaStephanie.com, Cornelia Stephanie, go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com. So that's that. Now, let's see. I'm going to be introducing to you to the women here in just a little bit, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what their shadows have been around the money and what you're going to be learning from them over the next weeks. And then when the series is complete with these women, my next team of women that's going to come in, we're going to talk about, because right now we're activating the wealth and we're supporting you to embrace your inner millionaire so that you can really see if you know, some people want to be a millionaire and other people don't, but a lot of people do, and they just are too shy about it. They're too shy about thinking that it is that they can really have it. And it's absolutely in your integrity to be in your wealth. It's not in your integrity to struggle and be in poverty, and that's part of the new dawn and the new day. So when starting from December on, December, January, and February, I'm going to be bringing you other women that will show us what to do with our abundance, what to do with our wealth, how to invest, and where to make smart moves with our money and really get a good education. And it's my wish and my dream that everyone develops a healthy relationship with money, because it is energy. And I was asked yesterday, can men listen to this show? And is it also for the men? And I just want to say, listen, it's absolutely for every man, woman, and child. It is just that. Over the last past thousands of years, women have never, ever been fully honored and recognized and paid their value and paid their worth, and also having the light that they are powerful with money. And so that is the reason why I am balancing the scales and bringing the millionaire imprint for women. But it's for everybody, because I want everyone to feel the abundance, to feel supported, to feel loved, to feel wealthy. I want everyone to know that this is what it is that we're doing right now, building our new world, not in poverty consciousness, not in shame around money, not where our beloved ancestors came from, but where it is that we're going now. And being a millionaire or choosing to be a millionaire is really a choice. So we're gonna talk about this over the next weeks, and I know it's gonna make a huge difference in your life. So let's see. Right now, I have a surprise, because I got a surprise phone call this morning from a friend welcoming me and, you know, congratulating me on launching this movement. And she happens to be an astrologer. She has a few key pieces of insight to share, and I invited her to come on right now to share this information, because it's also for you. So welcome to the show, Janet.
Hello, Cornelia. So let me just say again, congratulations on launching this program, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I just want you to know that you have my full support behind you on this. And I just want to validate something for you, because, you know, every morning I sit down with the astrology transit and I look to the stars to see, you know, what's up. And this morning what jumped out at me was a combination of planets of Jupiter and Pluto, who are here to create or to help us with wealth creation. And literally, this is activated for the whole of the month of September. And like I say to my people all the time, I can't make this stuff up. I mean, as above, so below. And here you are on the earth creating wealth for women, or imprinting us with this new wealth creation, and Jupiter and Pluto up there in the sky holding space for just that to happen. And they're in a configuration with one another that is about sharing their gifts. Jupiter's gift is growth and expansion, and Pluto's gift is empowerment. So growing wealth, empowering yourself to create wealth absolutely right there with what you're doing here on the planet. And at the same time, today, I mean, timing-wise, today, the planet Saturn turned direct, meaning it had been in retrograde, and now it's moving forward. All systems are go for creating the structure to hold this wealth creation that you are inspiring women to do. So I just wanted to give you that little bit of validation that this is all in right and perfect timing, and that the stars and the planets are shining their wealth creation down upon you.
That I'm so, when we get validated and confirmed, it's like, because again, I was so guided, like I said, since February to launch this this program, and that it's now finally here, and that it's just unfolding the way that it is right now is so amazing. You also had said something earlier about Venus. Venus laying down the law of the land, and that's my ruler, the planet Venus in my sign. So talk about that real quick.
Absolutely. So for the people that are in my morning show, I've been sharing about the planet Venus for the last several weeks as we're preparing for her retrograde motion. And as you know, I do human design astrology, and human design shows us the energetic template for who we are as a human species, not just as, for individuals, yes, but also for us as a species. Well, the planet Venus represents everything to do with the divine feminine. And in the hierarchy of things here, she creates space for us to lay down the values of the tribe. So when we talk about a tribe, we might mean the community, the family, a literal tribe, a country, etc. It is Venus, i.e. the divine feminine, that creates the values, and from there the laws that will govern the tribe, that keep the tribe healthy, that nurture the tribe. And when she is in equilibrium with the masculine, it is the job of the divine masculine to implement those values and implement the laws that support those values. And my excitement this morning in sharing that was she is sitting at the gate of equilibrium, right, in the gate of bringing all of this to balance now and allowing the divine feminine.
Really how I feel, and that's why this is so exciting right now with this launch and this moving forward. Janet, thank you so much for calling in. Will you tell our listeners where they can get a reading with you at where they can find you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. My website is living-astrology.com, living-astrology.com. And you can also find Living Astrology on Facebook.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to be right back with my first co-host that I'm going to introduce you to right after the break.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back, and thank you for listening. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm introducing to you today the Millionaire Imprint for Women that is launching tomorrow on the Cornelia Stephanie Show from 1 to 2 at Transformation Talk Radio. And so before we went to break, I was talking about how I'm going to introduce to you my new co-host. So there's three other ladies that I'm going to introduce you to, and When I invited him to join this creation, there was some resistance that we've all had to overcome, because it takes a lot of courage to stand up in your wealth, to not numb down or shy down, and to really own the energy and to claim that value, to claim that worth. And so we, as a collective, as a group, we did a lot of clearing around this for the collective, so that it's clean, shiny, and pure for you to feel that you're supported, that you're loved, that you're honored, and that you're ready to really shift your reality now when it comes to money and finances. So the women that I'm going to introduce you to have done this inner work, and they are amazing, incredible, wealthy, financially, inside and out, people that have so much wisdom to share. My first co-host is Susan Glavin. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you what an honor it is for me to be a part of this. And I just want to thank you so much, my dear soul sister, for the invitation to take part in this, what I think is an epic day. And you know me, how much I love numbers, so I had to add up September 6, 2018, which just so happens to be an 8th day, which is all about abundance, prosperity, heaven on earth. So, you know, the timing of this, of course, is impeccable, and it's beautiful, and I just am so grateful for the team of women that have come together to deliver this to women all over the world.
Yes, and I'm so grateful that you said yes. And we know that, like I was even mentioning before, that we did have resistance around this. And would you share what some of your resistance was? Would you be willing to share that?
Of course, my favorite thing, share my vulnerability, right? So
yeah,
it was perfect because. And it's been perfect all along. This has been the most beautiful journey. As you know, when you make a commitment and a declaration, things will come up. And what I discovered was this lack consciousness, which I was in at the time, because I had a commitment to pay off all my credit card debt. So I was thinking I couldn't do both. And it was so beautiful because we were on our Zoom call. And I believe it was Samantha that helped me. What I notice and what I'm all about is I call this the all-inclusive program. So what I did was I noticed the lack. I noticed the scarcity consciousness that I was in. I didn't resist it, try and, you know, get away from it or make it go away. I included it. And once I did that, I could actually see that there was a new possibility, which was, you know, extreme wealth, extreme abundance. And so it's been beautiful. And when I saw that, when I included the lack and the scarcity, and I think they're lack and scarcity and wealth and prosperity are two sides of the same coin for me. So it was like, and out of that, something amazing came to fruition. I've had more doors open for me, more opportunities, more abundance come to me, more and more than I could ever imagine because of, you know, saying yes to this commitment. And I know it also had to do with the beautiful, powerful circle that we've created amongst ourselves, because we know there's nothing more powerful and potent than women on this planet. So yeah, it was it's been an amazing journey still to this day. And when I notice the lack and scarcity, I just acknowledge it, love it into all of who I am, and then bring it with me along for the ride.
Wonderful. 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 So Susan, you're going to be on the third Friday of every month from beginning this month. So if you would let us know the date when people can tune in to when you're on, and what is it that that people are going to be able to learn, women and men, that people are going to be able to learn from what it is that you're going to be teaching us and sharing with us?
I'd love to. So you can listen to me on September 21st will be my first show. And so for me, what's coming is to really support people in the all-inclusive program, you know, to really embrace their wholeness, because I know that when we can acknowledge and embrace the seeming dualities, and I mean seeming dualities, there's a third force created in that allows for possibilities that we were unaware of. So it opens up this, and I'm all about miracles and magic and wonderment. Okay, I live that, and it's been so amazing to actually see that, especially during these times, come into form and into my reality, but not only my reality, but all the women that I'm associated with. So I think it's time that we gather, women gather and come together, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm also going to be taking live callers, which I absolutely love, because I can actually see the unseen, hear the unheard, and support women in really embracing their totality and claiming. It's time for us to stand. It's time for us to declare, command, and claim our abundant wealth, truly. So that is the piece that I'm going to bring, and I'm going to have them really take a look and see, what is your intimate relationship with lack and scarcity? What is your intimate relationship with prosperity and wealth? And let's unite those two and bring something forth that, you know, we haven't seen yet on this planet.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So we have a couple minutes left, Susan, before we go to break. And I want to be able to see, would you share with us what has been your darkest hour around money?
Oh, well, I've had a few, I have to say. And all very potent. I think that it would have to be when I was living with a dear friend and I knew our time together was over. I had $5.55 in my bank account, which I thought was pretty profound because I love numbers. And I had to be in a place of trust like no other because I had nowhere to go. But I continued to pack up my house because they had sold the condo we were living in. She had just sold her house, so had a whole lot of money that she could, you know, support me with. But I knew that that wasn't the place I needed to go. And I stood firm in trusting. And I'm telling you, talk about the razor's edge. It was extraordinary. It was the most extraordinary experience to know and be trust and know that my beloved universe, my beloved God, my whatever it is for you, was with me, is always, always, always working on my behalf. And I tell you, the miracles that occurred out of me standing in that trust was phenomenal. Everything opened up. I received money I didn't think I was going to receive. I had a place to live. And it was like in a matter of a day, this all happened. It was incredible.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm excited. Tomorrow you're going to be my co-host as we launch the Millionaire Imprint, the next series for the next 3 months on the Transformation Talk Radio channel. And I just want to let everyone know that I'm going to be sharing my darkest side and shadow side with the money, with that I've had with money back in 2012 when I created an ebook. And I'm going to make that ebook available for everybody that wants to get it now, and they can immediately shift their relationship with money. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I will be happy to send you a copy of that that ebook, and you can immediately start working on that now. Go to corneliastephanie.com and sign up for my newsletter, and also email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. Susan, it's a pleasure and an honor. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for sharing your magic and your juice with us, and we'll see you tomorrow. Ladies, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction, or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals, where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
So when are you most peaceful? When you're connected to your source. When you have a deep connection to your soul. And you're living your spiritual way, your unique way. And when are you most stressed? When you're not. It's really, really simple, friends. When we start to borrow desires, we start to control others and situations and people, things go wrong. Nobody wants to be controlled. So it's really important to get connected to the source if you want to remain stress-free. When you're connected to the source, you will have deep access to your own intuition, your own way of living, absolutely fresh and new every moment.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my next very special co-host that is launching the Millionaire Imprint with us here, and it's Samantha Brown. Welcome to the show, Samantha.
Yay. Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me, and I am so excited about this incredible movement that we're creating together.
Yes,
and I just
absolutely
want to start by super honoring mm-hmm. you. I know that you've been holding a big space for all of us on this transformational journey, and just big love and thank you.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. It means a lot to receive the honor and the appreciation, and thank you so much. And it's wonderful that that you said yes and that we began this collaboration together, and it's and also to have the courage that you have to really, really step into your wealth and your abundance, because we know what that's going to do for so many people. And so I want to talk about what was your initial resistance to coming on, because all of the women that I invited to co-collaborate here with me on the Millionaire Imprint, they all had to make a substantial investment to begin to work with me in this. And so what was your initial resistance to all of this?
You know, my biggest resistance was I'm not ready. And I think a lot of people have that same excuse of I'm not ready. I had so many projects on the plate, like I'm working on the money codes, and I really wanted everything to be dialed in before I took on something like this. And I realized that that is us working in the linear world and not in the cosmic world, where God works at like the speed of light and things just happen. So the moment that I said yes, it was like a force field was created, and everything that I wanted to create it just was 10 times faster. And I'm almost positive that if I didn't say yes to this show, the money codes would still be on the back burner. Like, it wouldn't be as far created as it is now. And so I feel like that's a great way to inspire people, that sometimes you look in your reality and you think, I don't have this, or this isn't ready yet. But the thing is, we have to step into our bravery and our courage and our power to create that new vibration. And it's up to us, because nobody else is going to just come in and save us. It's like we have to decide, like, this is the energy that I want to create. And so I feel like that was really my biggest resistance.
And so what was it that finally shifted your resistance?
You know, we had a few calls, and I started to tune into the intention. And also, I spoke with a coach, and I decided to invest in $25,000 to be with this coach for the year. And his big thing was, he's like, you don't believe in yourself. And at first I was like, of course I believe in myself. But when it went deeper, I really realized, like, oh, I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to, you know, create that level of wealth and as fast as I needed to. So I really started to understand, like, wow, like, I didn't fully integrate or believe in myself to that level. Because when you really clear your money patterns, $10, $1 million, like, it's all the same. It's all just energy. And so I took up that challenge. I said yes to him, and then I immediately said yes to you. And now everything is just really, you know, kicked into gear, and everything's moving really quickly.
Yes, yes. And I'm so glad that you now believe in yourself, and that you really brought your physical body into that vibration, because it was also about you reframing how to look at things. And like you said, what you were thinking before was in a linear fashion. And I think you had sent me a text saying something like, thanks for holding this space for me to believe in myself, you know, believing in me until I believed in myself, something like that. And isn't that exactly what it is that we do for each other when we give each other permission to really flower into our true wealth, our true abundance? And that's what we're going to be creating with this movement. So, Samantha, you're going to be on the second Friday of every month for the next 3 months. What is it that people can learn from you when you're teaching and inspiring and empowering us around money?
Yeah, first I want to acknowledge what you just shared, because the thing is, we are holding space. Most women growing up, we weren't taught that we can just create money. You know, that we weren't really taught that money is an energy field that's inside of us. We're always seeing it as something external. So, and that's, you know, those are just words, but how to feel that and integrate that and understand that, I feel like that's part of what I want to be teaching and sharing with the people. But basically, it's like we're all holding this space. We're believing in them before they believe in themselves. and so that they can step into this new version of themselves. So over the 4 weeks, I have four topics that I have, you know, roughly kind of guidelined out. And one is transforming your money monster to your money honey. And most people have this scary, invisible, anxious relationship with money. And so I want to address that. And once they start to see their money honey as like, oh my gosh, money is a really good friend of mine. Once they are able to shift and change that perspective, money can come in from all different ways. I've had clients where after a session, they were like, oh my gosh, I found $100 in the park, like this cash, like laying in the bushes, you know, and that's very possible. That money can really show up for us anywhere. And so that leads into the second course, which is tune into the vibe of money miracles. And all of that is really creating the vibration of wholeness inside your body. And money naturally has to come in because it's one of the ways that we experience freedom. I'm also going to do ancestral programs and decluttering money energy entanglements, and all of them will have energy healing sessions with them.
Wonderful. Wow, that's going to be powerful. So that's going to be the second Friday of every month from 1 to 2 on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. You can get the app at the App Store, Transformation Talk Radio. Have it downloaded on your phone. That way you can listen to it. You can go to my Facebook page at Cornelia Stephanie. Or, Samantha, what's your Facebook page? Samantha Brown?
Samantha Blossom. It's my middle name. So Samantha Blossom, and SamanthaBlossom.com is, I'm going to have a freebie on there really soon.
Good.
The Money Mirror.
The Money Mirror. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. I like it. I want to tell people about the freebie again that I'm giving away today. Feeling your way into wholeness. I wrote this ebook in 2012 when I was in my money nightmare. And so I'm making it free available for everyone today. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and I will send you a copy of it. And so,
okay.
Samantha, now we have just a few minutes left. Would you tell us what your darkest hour was with money?
I feel like my darkest hour with money was I was in Shanghai, China, studying acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And my mom was still supporting me at the time, and I didn't feel brave enough to ask her for more money. And so she assumed $500 a month would be enough, but actually the prices there are almost like Tokyo, Japan. It's pretty high to live there. So I started eating half a ramen a day, and the water that came out of the sink was like yellow, but my mom said use a Brita water filter, so I was getting really sick with the water that I was drinking. Like, it was just really bad. And also, I was, all the choices that I made were based on money rather than what was authentic for me. So I even booked a hotel in Hong Kong because I had to do some visa runs, and I stayed in Chongqing Mansion. And to be really dark, it was like I feel like I almost was raped in that situation. And so I understand how dark and shadowy not having a healthy relationship with money can take people. And I'm so passionate about taking people out of that because I'm in a very different situation now, and I feel super blessed.
Right, right. Yeah, and I mean, I heard you talk about this earlier, and, you know, this is the work that we're all doing, but you were talking about specifically the ancestral programs and even, you know, so where your culture, you came from, where's your culture from, like your native?
Yeah, so my mom is from Taiwan, and so there's really deep, you know, not all Chinese have that same, but same lineage, but definitely on my side, my mom grew up super poor, like having maybe one piece of bread a day, and all her food had to be shared with, like she would just sacrifice all of her food so her brothers had food. So I had to work through a lot of, I mean, literally when I saw money, my whole nervous system used to be shot.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a huge transformation for me.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not just your mom, because when we're looking at, you know, the generational line that you're clearing. So you're looking at your mom, you're looking at her mom, and you're looking at her mom, and you're looking at her mom, and it goes, you know, all the way back.
Yes.
Because we're clearing all of it. We're clearing all of it. I mean, all the lineages that have come before us, and our lineages, they haven't been living in wealth. and abundance because they've been living in poverty. And so we're just talking about one person, and that's your mom. But what about your father?
Yeah, even my dad, he had, drinking issues and things like that. So I definitely know on that side, there was definitely money things. Before my dad met my mom, he just had no savings at all. And then on my mom's side, like my grandma, she was sold 3 times. So there's definitely a lot of money entanglements there that I've had to work through over the years. But I think it's given me the tools to be able to work through really tough money issues in a really fun and easy way.
Yeah. And congratulations to clearing all the programs, for your family lineage on your mom's side, on your dad's side, and doing this good work. Because again, what you're doing for one, you're doing for all. And living in the new earth, in this new dawn, in this new day, we get to choose, do we want to be poor or do we want to be wealthy? And it's not in our integrity to struggle with money. It's not in our integrity to have shame around money. It's not in our integrity to have a toxic relationship. And that's what it is. It's a toxic relationship. It's in our integrity to be wealthy, to be spiritually empowered, and to live in freedom. And that's what it is that we're doing with this amazing movement. Thank you so much, Samantha. I'm excited to have to host you, and look forward to learning from you. And I will see you in the next few weeks. Thank you so
thank
much
you
for being
so
part
much.
Of it.
Beautiful. Yay. Thank you, Cornelia. Ciao.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's all about energy. And I am celebrating today with my new co-hosts because we're launching the Millionaire Imprint on today's show is the introduction, and then tomorrow it's the first beginning on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Friday from 1 to 2. And so be sure that you go to my Facebook page, Cornelia Stephanie, and the link is there, or go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and you can see the link there, or download the app from the App Store, Transformation Talk Radio. So it's from 1 to 2 Friday Pacific time. I look forward to having you on board with us so that we can, because it's going to shift your financial reality. So we love to have as many people as possible to support in this epic evolution that we are in right now with Igniting Wealth. So my next co-host that I'm going to introduce you to is Momo Yasutake. And she is also one courageous warrior, freedom fighter, wealth igniter. And she wants to liberate people, liberate their soul so that they can vibrate wealth from the inside out. Welcome to the show, Momo.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you for having me. It's I barely have words to how excited I am right now about just being on this show to be a part of this amazing movement that you brought me into. So thank you, thank you, thank you for holding the space for all of us to step into this millionaire imprint, including myself.
And you are so welcome. And thank you for having the courage to say yes. So I really appreciate that. So I know that, you know, we all had some resistance. There was some resistance. What was your resistance when I first gave you the invitation to come into this vibration, into this movement, to co-create, to collaborate the Millionaire Imprint together? What was your initial resistance that you brought and that we work through so that we can have a clean and shiny field?
Right. So my biggest thing, and which has been a theme of my life, is commitment. Commitment to myself, commitment to my desires, commitment to my life. And it showed up here when you had brought this opportunity to me and this this amazing movement to me. I had said yes, but I hadn't fully committed internally, energetically. It took me a little bit to understand that I wasn't fully committed. I had heard it, I had felt it, but I wasn't fully, I thought I had already made the commitment. I thought I had already decided, but things weren't lining up, things weren't happening, and I was going, what is it? And then I understood that it was, I wasn't fully on board. And all I did needed to give myself was that extra time to take time away and to go internally to myself and give myself the space to decide on my own, instead of getting pulled into something. And so for me, the biggest resistance was commitment. And this, you know, this is a story of my life where I feel like something comes in, whether it's an opportunity or just an experience, and I don't fully commit to it, and I feel like I'm being dragged into it. So there's a little bit of like almost like a victimhood energy that I've been harboring since I was a little girl that I've been working on have cleared out completely. But there was a version of that that had showed up when you had brought it to me, and once I noticed that's what it was, and this is all, you know, a part of the awareness and the conscious work that I do, you start to realize, okay, that's what it is. Now I know what it is. Now I can tackle it. Now I can look at it and go, okay, that's not where I want to be. I'm fully in. So I had to actually take some time, like 2 days to myself in the middle of like this whole production and everything that was going on, and go, okay, I'm going to just shut out for 2 minutes, 2 days. I'm going to take some time to myself, go inward and see what it is that is going on inside me, and come to a conclusion on my own and make that decision on my own. And it was interesting because I had already known from before I even took those 2 days that the answer was yes and I was committed. But I still had to take the time to make sure that I was doing it out of integrity for myself instead of not and doing it for doing it out of fear of people's reaction outside.
Yeah, so, and that was a job well done because, you know, now you busted that pattern. A lifetime pattern. You moved through a pattern of where you weren't fully committed, and now I feel like you fully stepped into the new world, 100% committed to your success, to your wealth, and by you saying yes, by you looking at it and seeing it yourself and pulling yourself out of it, was a huge piece to it. So thank you so much for doing that good work. And because it takes a huge commitment, it takes a huge level of responsibility to have this kind of wealth and do good things with it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for holding that space.
And I'm so grateful that you were drawn and that you came, because you're a powerful woman, and I know that many people are going to be learning a lot from you. So you're going to be on the fourth Friday of every month for the next 3 months. Tell us what we're going to be learning from you.
Yeah, so I realized I'm going to break this down into three, since we have 3 months, so every week I'll be sharing a piece of this. But the first piece that I'll be sharing is how to blast through the fear that usually keeps us in that lockdown trap state. Whatever resistance that comes up, existence or excuses that we make, it comes from a place of fear. For whatever reason, whatever reality that we live in feels a little more safe than the reality that we're about to jump into. So how we blast through that fear, for me, as my background, it was in science when I first started this journey, I realized that if you can just understand what it is that's going on, the inner workings of what's actually going on, that fear starts to diminish very quickly. It starts to dissolve, because when you can understand what's actually happening, you go, oh, okay, well, now that I know what's happening, now I know what to do to shift that. So the first week, I'll be talking about how to discover the inner workings of the cosmos. So a lot about the law of attraction, a lot about how the cosmos works, how the energetics work behind what's actually happening in our reality. So that's the big piece that I'll be talking about in the first week. And then I'll also be talking about then from there, how does it actually physically manifest in our body, where we can actually rewire our neural pathways in our brain to shift out of that fear and lack consciousness into a consciousness of abundance. I'll be talking about the physiology a little bit more so that people can understand when we talk about big shifts, what's actually happening in our brain and why it's such a big deal. So that's the first week. The second piece that I'll be talking about for the second week will be about radical self-love. So once we discover and see the fears that are holding us back, then comes the next step of understanding what it means to truly, truly love ourselves enough to go beyond that, to go past our comfort, to go past our fears, to face our fears and go beyond that. And this is all about, this all comes from my experience personally, where I had to go beyond, learn to become something beyond my environment and my circumstances when I got really, really sick 8 years ago, and I was given a reality that was not something that I wanted to buy into. The doctors told me that it was not curable. I was going to live on drugs for the rest of my life, that I may not be living past 10 years from now. We just don't know. And I didn't want, that was the environment, that was the circumstance, the reality that I was fed. And I said no to that. I said,
Thanks for you.
I can decide right now in this moment if that's going to be my reality or not. And I said, you know what? If I get to decide, I'm going to say no. And so I had to learn how to become beyond my environment, beyond my circumstances, to change my actual physical reality.
What about the last series? The last?
Yes.
Yep.
So the last
a few minutes left. I just want to make sure we get it all in.
Gotcha. Yeah. So the last piece is understanding what true wealth is. And that's, for me, true wealth is when all your desires are fulfilled. That to me is what true wealth is. And that includes money, and it includes love, it includes freedom, and it includes that feeling of purpose and calling. So I'll be touching on that the last week, and how to actually deliberately create that with the cosmos backing you up.
Yes. So, wow, that's going to be so fun. So we're going to hear you on the fourth Friday of every month. I just want to thank you, Momo. I want to thank Samantha and Susan and Janet for being part of the launching of the Millionaire Imprint. For all the listeners, I absolutely know that your financial reality is going to change, and not just financially, but wealth and health and everything in your life is going to change by joining this movement. It's an honor and a pleasure. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I will see you all tomorrow on my show, Cornelia Stephanie.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Everything is Energy. Call 1-800-930-2819. Cornelia's mission is to engage others in practical ways and show how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true divine nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.